Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Cheeky and Tierney NFL Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
Denver Broncos, 7-9, second in the AFC West. The Broncos surprised many, winning seven games thanks to rookie QB Drew Locke's strong play down the stretch. GM John Elway gave Locke some weapons, adding Melvin Gordon to the backfield and drafting former Bama wideout Jerry Jeudy to team up with rising star Courtland Sutton.
I'm super pumped about the guys we added to this squad. You know, it means a lot to me to see that happen. Puts a little extra confidence, you know, on my back, and those expectations do rise when you have so many weapons around you. But I like to say that I hold myself to high expectations. You know, I like to put pressure on myself in general.
Future Hall of Famer Von Miller still anchors the defense, but is Locke the real deal or just a placeholder?
Helping us break down the Denver Broncos, our good friend Brandon Stokely, host of Stokely and Zach on 104.3 out in Denver, obviously former wide receiver as well. Brandon, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great, buddy. How's everything going? Thanks for having me.
Cannot complain at all. We're in our basement doing the show, but other than that, I don't mind the non-commute, to tell you the truth. And with Zoom,
we're
broadcasting quite well over CBS Sports Network. So, you know, let's get to the Denver Broncos. Vic Fangio's second year, Brandon. I think that, I mean, I look at the history over the last 4 years, and I didn't know this till I read it this morning. And I was like, what? Seven quarterbacks, five offensive coordinators, and three head coaches. I mean, no wonder they've been so inconsistent. Is there going to be some stability with Vic Fangio? Are you, as an organization, as a fan base, are they confident in Vic going forward?
I believe so. And I believe, you know, the history that you just said buys him a little bit more time. The last thing John Elway wants to do is have to fire another head coach and have to fire Vic Fangio. So I think the circumstances surrounding this offseason, everything that's going on, pretty much gives him a pass until 2021. And so unless it's an epic failure, which I don't think it's going to be, I think Vic Fangio will get a pass till 2021. But a lot of changes, right, that usually means a lot of losing, and that's what's going on. You got to have some consistency with your head coach. And certainly your coordinators and your offensive coordinator here, that they've been turning those things over so much, it's hard to be a good football team. And I think they realize that, and that's why I think that moving forward here, you're going to see Vic Fangio get another opportunity unless it's an epic, epic failure.
Yeah, no, we'll get to that new offensive coordinator, Pat Shurmur, who was the New York Giants head coach just a year ago. But, you know, from what, you know, Sam Durr, my producer, just told me, you haven't even been allowed yet over at training camp. I mean, this offseason has obviously been historically unique and unprecedented, and it's hard to get information. What is it like up there for those guys? Have you had any interaction with them, come on your show, talked about anything? What's it been like?
Well, we've had Brandon McManus, the player rep, come on our show, but it's been different. Like you said, normally we're out there and we're broadcasting live right after practice, and we get to watch the practice, we react to the practice. And so for us, it's been a lot different trying to come up with different topics and different storylines, because we usually watch and react to practice during training camp. So we'll be able to have one guy out there per day starting on Friday, and I'll be able to go out there on Monday. And so it's different. It's definitely different, but that's just the way it is this year. And we're adapting, and we still, you know, I you still get the buzz, you still get the feel of what's going on, but until you lay your eyes on them, you know, it's kind of hard to tell.
Yeah, you can't. The eye in the sky don't lie, but the eye in your eyes looks much better.
That's what I like to go with. I like to go with what my eyes see, not what everybody else is telling me.
I agree with you. Brandon Stokely, host of Stokely and Zach on 104.3 out in Denver, joins us here to break down the Denver Broncos and their prospects for 2020. All right, let's get to Coach Shermer, the new offensive coordinator. It's really hard, I think, for young quarterbacks, and Drew Lock, having been drafted last year in the second round, is he qualifies, but to get one coordinator and then have another coordinator. How do you see him? Personally, I like him. What I see on television, his attitude is great. He's got confidence. He led in a unique way, I think, last year. Tell us a little bit about Drew Lock from your experience.
Yeah, you know, he was a guy they really didn't want to play last year. They tried every which way not to play him for whatever reason. They wanted to let him sit, and they were kind of forced to play him. And you know what? He stepped up, and he just delivered in a big way. Like you said, he brought energy. He brought passion. His teammates, the veteran players on that team, loved him in the locker room. And he just brought an energy to that football team when they needed it the most. And you saw the performances on the football field. It translated into wins for him. Obviously, this offseason is going to be what was difficult for him, not being able to be around the coaching staff and be around the players and go out there and try to practice and get some reps in with this new offense with Pat Shermer being the offensive coordinator. So it's going to be tough and difficult, and I think we got to evaluate him through that, through those lenses, and understand the circumstances that he's going to be in because of the lack of an offseason. But I do believe he has that it factor. You know, he took over the leadership role of this offense and got guys together this offseason and tried to do as much as he possibly could because of the lack of an offseason and give themselves a chance to be a good offense. And so he's taken over that leadership role. I really love what I've seen and heard about him and how he's handled himself this offseason, and he's taken the right approach. And but obviously it's going to be difficult for somebody like you. This was one of the most important off seasons of his career.
Yeah.
And it got taken away from him. So, but there's an optimism surrounding him this year, but he's only played 5 games. So it's, you got to see more.
You know how you mitigate that? You put good talent around him. Really kind of great talent. Right. Obviously, Courtland Sutton is really good. We know that already. Jerry Jeudy from Alabama. K.J. Hamler. He may not be quite ready to step in and be a contributor on the NFL, but if he's the third wide receiver, maybe he is. Noah Fant from last year. Melvin Gordon. I mean, it's almost like we're going to protect you, kid. This skill group is as accomplished, as at least on paper, as you could put together around a young quarterback.
Yeah, Tiki, you're spot on. You know, when you looked at this offense, and you could tell it was a big point of emphasis for John Elway to surround his young quarterback with talent. And he knew he needed to do that, that Broncos needed a huge upgrade on offense, and that's what they went about this offseason to do, and I think that's what they accomplished. So certainly you make your quarterback's job a lot easier when you got playmakers around him, and he doesn't feel like he has to do everything. And Courtland Sutton's a stud. And then you look at Jerry Jeudy. I thought he was the steal of the draft. I couldn't believe the Raiders passed on him, but the most complete wide receiver in the draft. And so for him to fall to 15, I thought was a home run for the Broncos. And then they got the speed guy in the second round, just a tough guy that will be hopefully a really good slot receiver for the Broncos. But you can put him in the backfield. You can do so many different things with him. And he presents that challenge to defenses with his speed. So you've upgraded around Drew Lock, and hopefully Noah Fant can take that next step. And you still got, you know, you look at the backfield, and you added Melvin Gordon, and you still got Phillip Lindsay back there also. So I really, really do like what they did offensively to try to help Drew Lock out. You need to know, is this kid the real deal or not? And it won't be one of those things where you say, we're not quite sure because the talent's not there around him. They put the talent there, so you should be able to see, you know, if this kid is the real deal or not.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting because I've always viewed Denver from a defensive standpoint, defensive dominant. Vic Fangio is obviously a defensive guy. Von Miller, still Von Miller. Bradley Chubb only played 4 games last year, so he's got to get healthy. But the defense, are they going to, you know, play second fiddle to this offense because of what we've seen? Or is this defense still going to be the driver of the bus, so to speak, for the success of the Broncos in 2020?
Well, it's got to be the driver in 2020. Now you start looking to 2021, and now things might be slowly starting to change here in Denver. But in 2020, you know, like we talked about, the lack of an offseason, offenses usually start slow to begin with. So I think it's going to be even more so this year. And you look at the Denver's offense, I think they're going to need a lot of help early. And this defense has got to be great. The Broncos spent more money on defense than any other team in the league. They got the most salary cap hit on the defensive side of the football than any team in the league. So they have a lot of resources there. They're coming back intact with second-year defensive coordinator, you know, who's their head coach. So not a lot of changes going on. They had some good additions, Darrell Casey, A.J. Boye, Chubb returning. You know, Von Miller, his approach this year and the things that he is talking about, how he kind of looked in the mirror and realizes he needed to step his game up heading into this year. Pivotal year for him, whether he's going to be here for the long haul or not. He's got to have a bounce back year. So you look at the players and the talent they have and all the stuff that's happened this offseason, defenses will be ahead. And this defense should be great. I mean, they absolutely no excuses for this defense not to be a really great defense.
We're talking to Brandon Stokely, host of Stokely and Zach out in Denver on 104.3. And obviously, he's a former wide receiver on the National Football League with the Broncos. So, you know, Stoke, before we let you go here, the division is, it feels strong. The Chargers felt like they underachieved. They could get better, but we'll see what happens with the quarterback. The Kansas City Chiefs are the world champions. And the Raiders, you know, up in the air, but they're in a new venue. I mean, the division feels available in a sense, at least the second part of the second tier of the division. Where are the Broncos relative to the division? Is this rebuild or is this like we have a shot? Like what should be the expectation for this team this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look at it, obviously you got the Chiefs and they're the top dog. And then after that, it's up for grabs. A lot of changes going on around, you know, the Chargers and their quarterback position. Are they going to be playing Herbert? Are they going to stick with Tyrod Taylor? What's going to go on there? No more Phillip Rivers. So it's, I think the Broncos feel good about, you know, really competing for that second spot. And a lot depends on the offense and Drew Locke. But with this defense, they should be in a lot of football games. And you look around to the Raiders and the change and, you know, moving from Oakland to Vegas and everything going on there. How will they adapt to that? But I think you look at the division and you look at the Chargers without Phillip Rivers, how will they respond? You look at the Broncos with the influx of young talent offensively and still a really good defense. They feel like they should be the second best team in the AFC West.
Yeah, I think that's about right. That's how I would see it. They have an opportunity, and that's all you can ask for, especially with a young team, and that's all you can ask for. Hey, Brandon, appreciate you hopping on, as always, to give us some insight on the Denver Broncos. Be good and stay safe.
Yeah, thanks for having me, TK. Tiki, I appreciate it, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.